John McCusker grew up on New Orleans' West Bank in Algiers, started taking pictures when he was 7, had his own darkroom at 14. McCusker earned a degree in journalism from Loyola, and in 1986 went to work for the Times-Picayune as a staff photographer. It was, as it turned out, making pictures that put him on the path to jazz.
The real watershed for me in terms of learning about New Orleans jazz happened in 1992. The historian Bill Russell passed away. And one of our photo editors was trying to find a picture of Bill Russell to run in the paper. And we couldn't find one. And he said kind of out loud to everybody and to nobody, you know, one of you guys ought to go find all these old guys and make pictures of them so when they die, we at least have one to run in the paper. And that launched me on a year-long project where I went and tracked down all of the old guys from Louis Armstrong's generation who were still around and made portraits of them and did their oral histories, got their stories and told their stories. And that developed into a three-part series we did at the Times-Picayune called Jazz Men, The End of the Beginning.
Which got John McCusker really listening to early New Orleans jazz for the first time in his life. McCusker got so enamored of the music and the musicians that he created and started operating a tour of jazz landmarks and locations, the Cradle of Jazz Tour.
And it was actually that tour that led me to the Kid Ory book. I was giving the tour one day, and we got to Kid Ory's house on Jackson Avenue, and you know, I gave the basic spiel about Kid Ory, was that he was a sideman on the records of Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, and Jelly Roll Morton, and that he'd been a major figure in the revival movement. And there was a trombonist from Fresno, California named Dave Ruffner on the tour, and he said, well, look, I really enjoyed the tour, but I think you really missed the boat on Kid Ory. You know, he was so much more than that. He was a link between the earliest pioneers like Buddy Bolden and the ultimate jazz man, Louis Armstrong. And it was in his band that the first generation of jazz stars emerged.
That didn't sit so well with John McCusker.
You know, I was kind of peeved about this. You know, I was like, who is this guy from Fresno, California going to tell me about jazz? But I went to the to Dr. Bruce Boyd Rayburn at the Tulane Jazz Archive, and he sided with that guy and said, yeah, well, he's right. Ory's a major overlooked figure. There's a controversy about his birthday. Eventually, Rayburn hooked me into doing a book on him.
Kid Ory was born in 1886 on the Woodland Plantation in Laplace.
His father is white. He's from the plantation, at one time slave-owning Ory family of St. John the Baptist Parish. His mother was a Creole of color named Octave Davazin. They were not allowed to be married because of the laws at the time, but they lived together for 30 years and raised 7 children together. He worked on the sugarcane plantation, and he hated it, just hated it. And, you know, this is a time when a lot of people are starting to leave the plantations and go to the city. So the call of the city was very much there for him. He gets to the city by 1905, and that's when he really first encounters Buddy Bolden. And Bolden was clearly Ory's biggest influence early on. He said what Bolden was doing was he was playing the blues for dancing, and that was a real innovation. So Ory glommed onto that, and you know, it's clear that he learned many of his musical ideas from listening to Buddy Bolden's band.
Kid Ory moved to New Orleans full-time in 1910 and brought his band from Laplace with him. They quickly established themselves as one of the hottest bands in town, and for most of a decade remained at the top of the dance band scene in the city, eventually employing some of the greatest stars of early jazz, including King Oliver and Louis Armstrong.
When I got interested in this music, there really wasn't any biography that you could go to that really told the New Orleans part of the tale. You know, even the books that have been praised about Louis Armstrong, they kind of say, oh, well, this stuff happened in New Orleans, and then there's Chicago, and then there's New York. And what I really wanted to get to was what happened in New Orleans. That's where the magic happened. So who were the guys that were around? And, you know, Ory turns out to be an oracle of those times. He witnessed everything. He knew everybody from Bolden to Armstrong to King Oliver to Jelly Roll Morton. He saw it all. So by telling Ory's story, I was able to step back as well and look at the larger canvas and also tell the arc and the emergence of jazz as a music.
John McCusker, author of the highly recommended new biography and jazz history, Creole Trombone, Kid Ory and the Early Years of Jazz. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.